This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
8:05, 69 degrees in Chapel Hill. A little cooler this morning than usual. A little foggy out there as well after some overnight rain. Mostly sunny skies today. High today in the upper 80s, and actually a nice day after the fog clears away. The governor was in town yesterday unveiling a couple of new plans he says will improve education standards and quality throughout North Carolina. We'll get to the governor's speech in just a moment. Rand Northam was there yesterday at the Sheraton Chapel Hill Hotel, along with a lot of protesters. But right now, let's talk about something else that has to do with education. Congressman David Price, who lives here in Chapel Hill, is working on legislation with another North Carolina representative known as the Keep Teachers Teaching Act, which would allow states and school districts to apply for federal grants to create programs to help with teacher retention. And Congressman Price joins us this morning. And David, I was just knocked out when I read this statistic that half of all teachers stop teaching after the first 5 years. I don't think most people know that.
Hey, good morning, Ron. I'm glad to be able to talk about this because there's plenty of reason for teachers to be in the news right now, and we'd like to offer a proposal that would be supportive of the teaching profession and deal with that statistic. It is true that so many people get into teaching, and despite the challenge and the excitement, they don't last more than 5 years. And many reasons for that, but my fear is that in North Carolina, those reasons have just become stronger. And so these teacher retention programs, the Keenan Fellows program, for example, that lets teachers work for a time with a business and get some new ways of making their students, turning their students on to the possibilities. Those kinds of programs deserve support, and what we'd like to do is get some seed money to make them much more widespread.
As you know, because of the actions of the North Carolina General Assembly, a lot of teachers have been up in arms, and with good reason, recently appearing in great numbers at Moral Monday in Raleigh this past week, all wearing red shirts, and we saw a lot of those red shirts yesterday. As teachers from not only here in our community, but all over the state were there to protest the governor and his education policies. And a lot of people have been having conversations about why would anyone want to teach in North Carolina now? And why wouldn't they go to another state? I'm sure you're hearing the same thing.
I hear the same thing. And it strikes pretty close to home for me. I remember my own family. My mother was an English teacher, taught all her life, and my dad was a biology teacher and a school principal, and when my sister and I were small, our dad had to leave teaching and go take another job simply to raise his family. I mean, that was just the way it was. He simply could not afford to raise our family on what he was getting as a teacher, and gradually we've been getting away from that. Gradually in North Carolina, remember Jim Hunt's leadership as governor, we went from the bottom of the pack to close to the middle of the pack in terms of teacher pay. But what's been built up over decades can be destroyed very, very quickly, and I'm afraid the General Assembly is involved in just that. I can't imagine why anybody would think that at this moment pulling money back from public education, from teachers' assistance, from teachers' pay is a good idea. And as far as I can tell, it's all... Well, part of it's being diverted to private schools through vouchers, but part of it's just for a nice tax cut for mainly for wealthier people.
Congressman Price, this bill would allow states and school districts to share information about programs to improve teacher retention, and I know that you introduced this bill last year as well. How optimistic are you that you can get it through this time, and how specifically will it help teachers and education in general in North Carolina?
I do have the advantage in proposing this of modeling it on something that has worked very well. A bill of mine from years ago that set up a similar kind of seed money fund in the National Science Foundation for community colleges, for innovative programs in community colleges. It's called the Advanced Technical Education Act. And that program has gone on now for a decade, for more than that, and has seeded very innovative, creative ways of teaching, and forming partnerships with the private sector and so forth. And that's the model here for teacher retention. I don't think there's any one way to do this. In fact, I don't think we know very well all we can do. We need to experiment some. And so the idea is that we would have that seed money in local districts. Actually, the strongest local districts and state systems could apply for the funds, and then we would disseminate the results. We had this bill written into the Elementary and Secondary Education Act rewrite back during the years of Democratic leadership here. It got pretty far along, and then, of course, the leadership changed. So I can't tell you this is going to get included in education legislation tomorrow. I think it'll be an uphill fight, but there is a good group of members who are interested in this. We're going to keep focusing on it and the teacher retention challenge in general. And one of these days, I think we'll get it done. I'm confident we will.
Congressman Price, I know that a lot of people are probably thinking this right now. It must be really frustrating to be a congressman right now, especially when you're from North Carolina.
Well, I did ask for the job, and there are still things one can do in terms of especially our appropriations committee trying to work cooperatively to get things done. But that even that process is now in trouble. In fact, it collapsed this very week. The bills that the Republicans had written to this so-called Ryan budget, so as to not go after any taxes and to stay away from the things they don't like, just keep cutting a limited number of domestic programs. That strategy kind of ran out of gas this week because even Republicans wouldn't vote for the bills that had been produced that way. The Interior Appropriations Bill was pulled after a very contentious several hours of markup in the committee, and the Transportation HUD bill was pulled from the House floor because that one wasn't going to get even Republican votes. So this is an interesting time to be coming home and talking with the constituents, because when we return in September, we're in a world of hurt in terms of getting a budget in place in time for the new fiscal year.
Congressman Price, we always enjoy spending time with you, and thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, great to talk to you, Ron. Looking forward to being at home.
Congressman David Price, WCHL. Now, let's get to the governor. The governor was here yesterday in town unveiling new plans. He says he hopes will improve education standards and quality throughout North Carolina. WCHL's Rand Northam was there exactly 24 hours ago.
Today, I am proposing the formation of the Education Innovation Fund. It will fund innovative schools and new digital learning initiatives. Our starting point is an additional $30 million for this innovation fund.
Governor McCrory was the keynote speaker who opened the North Carolina Conference on Education at the Sheraton Hotel at 1 Europa Drive in Chapel Hill. He says this fund, which first needs to be approved by the U.S. Department of Education, will select teachers in the state selected by their peers to receive a $10,000 stipend for outstanding performance as a teacher. The governor says he hopes that this will also give other teachers and school administrators examples of how to achieve success in teaching.
The top teachers in our schools should be equal to what we're saying our principals are. We should be treating them just as our top administrators.
Governor McCrory also unveiled a plan to focus on improving students' skills in subjects he says are critical to staying competitive in the global job market.
I will not lower standards in any way. In fact, I want to raise them in two critical areas. And those two critical areas haven't changed in the last century, and that is reading and math.
The governor embraced the Common Core Standards, a national set of school standards for state schools, but says the problems others have faced are in the way the core is taught.
Common Core reading and math standards are good, but we must come together and improve the execution.
The importance of this focus on education and improving reading and math literacy stems from conversations Governor McCrory says he has with businesses in the state who say they are looking for people to hire but cannot find enough qualified workers.
If we can't produce educated, skilled workers for your businesses, then businesses won't be successful and pay the needed revenue that government needs to fund education. education.
North Carolina's education budget is in both state and national headlines, and Governor McCrory took the time in the beginning of his speech to respond to criticism.
At $7.8 billion, this is the largest K-12 budget in North Carolina history.
Governor McCrory says he initially created a budget that would raise teachers' salaries, but was forced not to by unforeseen costs in other areas.
Since I made that budget, there's been approximately $500 million spent on unbudgeted Medicaid expenses. Had we not had that, that money alone could have paid for nearly a 3% raise for teachers and state employees.
Protesters at the education speech, like Heidi Carter, chair of the Durham Board of Education, say they feel differently about the budget's handling of education.
I think that per pupil funding is too low and our teacher salaries are too low.
Jeff Bryant, another protester, says the cuts to pre-recession levels, as he calls them, are being done arbitrarily.
It's not to balance the budget, it's to purposely harm education.
Governor McCrory signed the state budget into law last Friday. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Are your kids ready to start the school year with the best school supplies and a new wardrobe? Well, luckily, tax-free weekend is here. I reported earlier that it begins at midnight tonight. That is not true. That's on me. My apologies. It began at midnight over 8 hours ago, and it ends at midnight on Sunday. Tax-free weekend, 3 days, will relieve customers of taxes on clothing, school supplies, school instructional materials, sports and recreation equipment, computers, and computer supplies. It happens every year. Since 2001, North Carolina customers have enjoyed tax-free weekend, but 2013 will be the last one. When the North Carolina State Legislature's passage of the Tax Simplification and Reduction Act, starting in 2014, there is no longer a tax-free weekend. Jeff Nash, Executive Director of Community Relations for the Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools, says tax-free weekend does offer financial help to families outfitting their children for the upcoming school year. Many families wait on it.
It's important for all of our students to arrive on the first day of school fully supplied. Our teachers do want to hit the ground running, and tax-free weekend is a great help to parents as they equip their children for a very successful school year.
Over the weekend, Ryan Postma, assistant store manager for Office Max off New Hope Commons, says the store is expecting to make $20,000 today, $25,000 on Saturday, and $26,000 on Sunday. On a normal day, Office Max makes from $5,000 to $8,000 worth of sales. That's a 500% increase due to tax-free weekend, so obviously a lot of people wait for this particular weekend to buy those things. Postma says sales boost in laptops and other tech sales, school supplies, and ink sales drive the increase in money brought in. He says customers can save anywhere from $5 on an ink purchase to $70 on a laptop just because of no tax. With the elimination, however, of tax-free weekend, he expects a few more laptop sales this year, but next year it will be a different story.
This is a weekend where we're trying to do close to $60,000 just for our store alone over the weekend. And if you think about not just Office Max, but other office supply stores, it would be a huge impact.
And Postman says he doesn't think customers will appreciate tax-free weekend being eliminated.
People want to shop on tax-free weekend. The more you spend, really, the more you're saving. I think that's really the mindset that most customers, most families have when they're going into it. It's, okay, I'm going to put off some of my back-to-school shopping, maybe that laptop, because I know I'm going to save myself a ton of money. People aren't going to be happy about it. There's no question about that.
Jeff Nash with the Chapel Hill Carborough City School System says it's really hard on families who depend on tax-free weekend to wait to make their purchases then.
For the families who rely on tax-free weekend to do their preparations for the school year and buy other supplies that they need, it's going to hurt them. It's going to certainly cause them to have to rethink what they purchase and when they purchase.
Local residents like Laurie Buck are also outspoken on this tax holiday ending.
Well, in view of the fact that the Republican House and Governor McCrory have lowered taxes for the rich, and tax-free holiday was such a boon to families, I think it's a huge mistake.
Another Chapel Hill resident, Paul Rowe, says he believes the holiday helps people in our community.
I would actually like to see that continued in the future. I think that's good for a lot of different segments of the population, students and low-income families. That was something I wish would be continued.
Now, you may be wondering exactly which items you can purchase and not pay taxes on them. We have a list on our website. View the story there, chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time is 8:20. Time now for traffic and weather together. Traffic this morning brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda, South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. Traffic has been moving along pretty well for the most part this morning. Let's check in right now with Rand Northam and get an update.
Well, still seeing those same slowdowns this morning, Ron. NC-54 between Barbie Chapel Road and I-40 seeing some delays. 15-501 southbound between NC-54 and Manning Drive seeing some delays right now as well. Otherwise, things are moving smoothly. Those delays, nothing too serious, no accidents out there right now. If you see anything as you travel, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior by giving us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you do that safely.
All right. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
And we'll talk to you in just a little while. Rand Northam back in the newsroom all morning long doing a myriad of things. Just one of those is keeping a look on traffic. And WCHL's Chapel Hill Carpenter Weather presented by Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. You know, they serve the best tasting fountain drinks in town, made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees so they don't melt the great chewy ice. Guaranteed to taste great and only 79 cents. At Cruiser's, good to go. 68 degrees in Chapel Hill, 67 in Carpenter, also 68 this morning in Hillsboro. A little patchy fog still this morning after a lot of overnight rain and a little storm activity. But today is going to be nice, mostly sunny with a high of 88. Tonight mostly clear with a low in the upper 60s. And then on Saturday, partly sunny with just a slight chance of rain in the afternoon and the high tomorrow about 88 degrees. So basically some pretty good weather. Bigger chance of rain on Sunday.
Wake up with Ron Stutz. And remember that we're your station for Carolina, uniquely qualified to bring you the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Good morning.
WCHL Championship Sports on the way, but first, this is about Town Hall. Chapel Hill officials say the lower level of Town Hall will be closed for up to a year, while crews continue to clean up the damage from June's epic flooding. A lot of people experience this in their businesses and their homes, of course. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more details on what's happening at Town Hall.
The first floor of Chapel Hill's Town Hall flooded following the torrential rains that fell on June 30th, soaking carpets, furniture, drywall, and the council dais. Town officials say it may be 6 months to a year before the first floor is ready to reopen, and repairs could cost as much as $400,000. Insurance may cover part of that, but the rest will likely be drawn either from the town's reserve fund or away from other capital improvement projects in next year's budget. While the first floor is undergoing renovation and repair, the town will shift revenue collection services to University Square on Franklin Street. Council meetings may move to the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road, while advisory boards will meet at the library. The Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools Board will meet at the Lincoln Center on South Merritt Mill Road. The town is also working to repair 18 apartments at Airport Gardens, a public housing neighborhood off Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Repairs on those units are expected to be completed by the end of this month. Meanwhile, families living in those residences have been temporarily relocated to nearby hotels. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. Brought to you by Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. I'm Rod Stutz. One face people were looking for at Carolina football's first day of practice yesterday was wide receiver Roy Smith.
No, Roy's not in the 105. So you get 105 guys to bring in, and sometimes we've got to make some tough decisions.
That's head coach Larry Fedora after yesterday's practice. Smith was a backup to Gio Bernard on punt returns last year, and Coach Fedora didn't really talk about specifics of why Smith is not with the team right now.
We have so many numbers at a single position that we can bring in, and a lot of it is to make sure you get through camp, you got enough legs. We had some guys that may be nicked up or whatever, and if they can't go through practice, we'll push them out, we'll bring somebody else in so we have some fresh legs to help guys get through camp.
There's a lot of difference between this season and last season. This time last year, Coach Fedora was trying to implement a new fast-paced offense and struggling with getting all the plays in. He was actually trying to remember everybody's name. After day one of summer camp this year, you can bet the head coach knows everybody. He says the team is light years ahead.
Tempo was good. We got the reps in, and we pushed the reps. We got plenty of reps before periods were running, and we still had time, so we were in good shape there.
Day two of training camp is today. That's closed to the media. Tar Heels open up the season at South Carolina. Kickoff time between North and South Carolina, Thursday, August 29th in Columbia. It's first college football game of the year, in fact. You can meet the Heels this weekend at Keenan Stadium. The annual event kicks off at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon with player and coach autographs and a lot of fun for the kids. Bounce house and a lot of things going on over there at beautiful Canaan Stadium. UNC men's lacrosse coach Joe Bresci has finalized his 10-member recruiting contingent from the high school class of 2013. These 10 prospective student-athletes will enroll at Carolina later this month, and they will join a large contingent of returning letter winners on the 2014 UNC squad in the spring. Carolina's coming off its most successful season since 1996, as the 2013 team finished 13-4 overall, won the ACC Tournament Championship, as well as a share of the regular season title, advanced to the NCAA Tournament quarterfinals, and they were ranked number one in the final USILA coaches poll. To see a description of each of the players being brought in, great recruiting class. You can view this story on WCHL's website at chapelboro.com. Art Chansky has a day off. I'm Ron Stutz. That's the WCHL Championship Sports.
When you think of Harrington Bank, do you think green? No, not that kind of green. Sustainability green. At Harrington Bank, we're the first bank in the nation to earn Green Plus certification. And the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce has just selected us Sustainable Business of the Year. For Harrington Bank, going green is a smart business decision that strengthens our local economy, environment, and community. Stop by one of our three convenient locations in Chapel Hill. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
Are you the type who simply can't resist a classic?
He's looking at you, kid.
Go ahead. Make my day.
If you can't resist a classic, then Breadman's Restaurant is the perfect place for you. You'll love the banana pudding.
Hello, gorgeous.
And you can get a full breakfast anytime.
Inconceivable!
Open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily.
Breadman's Restaurant, since 1974. A Chapel Hill classic.
And God is my witness. I'll never be hungry again.
Hello, this is Tony Hall, real estate broker at Tony Hall & Associates. Experience really counts when you hire a broker to sell your most valuable possession, your house. I've been selling homes in Chapel Hill for over 27 years. With this experience under my belt, I am able to get your home sold for the most money and in less time. Contact me today, 919-933-8500, or TonyHallAssociates.com. At Tony Hall & Associates, we don't just list houses, we sell them.
A lager? An ale? What about a lambic, a bock, or a hefeweizen? Is Pilsner more your style? Ever tried a stout or a porter? When you're looking to enjoy an icy cold beer, which do you choose? What if we told you you don't have to choose, and you can have them all for an entire year on us? Sound too good to be true? Visit chapelboro.com to find out more and get your entry in for the Moe's Bottle Shop Year of Beer Giveaway. All week long, you can enter on chapelboro.com, on WCHL's Facebook page, during the WCHL Morning News with me, Ron Stutz, and at Moe's Bottle Shop, located in Hillsboro. One winner will be drawn live Monday during the WCHL Morning News and will receive a case of craft beers from Moe's Bottle Shop every month for an entire year. Now, that will keep you and your friends hop-happy for a long time. So enter today at a chance at Beer Nirvana from WCHL and Moe's Bottle Shop.
A lot of people excited about this contest, and I have qualified five people on the air this week to win this. John Turner, Mike Meiswender, Steve Friedman, Monroe White, and Raymond Aylstock all qualified. And those are all the qualifiers that I get a chance to do, but you can still enter the contest by going to our website, chapelboro.com. Go to Moe's Bottle Shop in Hillsboro, of course, and you can also go to WCHL's Facebook page. Entry deadline is midnight on Sunday, and we'll be announcing the winner bright and early on Monday morning in the 8 o'clock hour. Now, coming up in just a few minutes here, we're going to announce the winner of our Bill Maher Deepak giveaway. Politically incorrect comedian and host of HBO's Real Time, Bill Maher, is coming to Deepak one night only a week from Saturday night, and we have a great extra special VIP package to give away. It's an amazing show. It's worth two orchestra seats, VIP parking, and cool summer nights prize package valued at $300, including a $50 gift card to Blue Corn Cafe, two Durham Bulls tickets, two Wet and Wild tickets, and more. And I've been qualifying people all week for this. Our qualifiers include Tara Lamb, Cheryl Moran, Lillian Lee, Carly Collette, and Ron Royster. And I'll be picking a winner right at the end of our next newscast on WCHL.
Literally thousands of rings on sale this weekend at Diamonds Direct Crabtree. Get unbelievable sale prices on all rings this weekend only. All wedding bands, all anniversary bands, all designer engagement ring mountings, three stone rings, special pricing across the board. Plus, ring designers are here from New York showcasing all the latest styles and all on sale. Don't miss the extra savings at Diamonds Direct's largest ever ring event. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Diamonds Direct Crabtree on Glenwood, across from Fleming's.
Today's offer at OurLocal.com is from the Arts Center in Carrboro. It's half off, either an individual or family of four friends membership to keep the arts in your life all year round. Arts Center friends receive many benefits, including advance notice of concerts and plays and advance ticket buying, discounts on tickets and art school class tuitions, priority seating, and free bottled water at events. For the family four-pack, it gets even better since the discounts extend to our youth programs, summer art camp, after-school arts immersion, and youth arts classes. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
WCHL's weather forecast brought to you by Southern Rail, an eclectic mix of restaurant, the Station Bar and Beer Garden, and the Tiger Room. Southern Rail in the heart of downtown Carrboro. Foggy still after a lot of overnight rain and storming activity. Mostly sunny today. High today in the upper 80s. Really nice weather. Tonight clear with a low in the upper 60s. And a chance of rain pretty much all weekend, especially on Sunday.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. The summer jobs picture. Last month, 162,000 non-farm positions were created, and the nation's jobless rate drops 0.2%. It's now 7.4%. We're live now with CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger. Jill, are these numbers on the money or not?
A little bit below expectations. We thought 185,000 jobs expected. This may prompt the Federal Reserve to wait until December before pulling back on its bond buying. So let's see about that.
So far in 2013, job creation has been steady. And Jill, with things sort of improving, are employers paying us more?
No, not so much. I mean, we did see hourly earnings drop a bit. It's been rough. Since the recession, real wages, meaning after you factor in inflation, up only 1% annually.
Once again, the unemployment rate is 7.4%, 162,000 non-farm positions created in the month of July. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech, online at durhamtech.edu.
WCHL News, talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
It's 70 degrees, 832 at WCHL. I'm Rod Stutz. Governor Pat McCrory was in town yesterday unveiling a couple of new plans he says he hopes will improve education standards and quality throughout North Carolina. WCHL's Rand Northam has the story.
Today I am proposing the formation of the Education Innovation Fund. It will fund innovative schools and new digital learning initiatives. Our starting point is an additional $30 million for this innovation fund.
Governor McCrory was the keynote speaker who opened the North Carolina Conference on Education at the Sheraton Hotel at 1 Europa Drive in Chapel Hill. He says this fund, which first needs to be approved by the U.S. Department of Education, will select teachers in the state selected by their peers to receive a $10,000 stipend for outstanding performance as a teacher. The governor says he hopes that this will also give other teachers and school administrators examples of how to achieve success in teaching.
The top teachers in our schools should be equal to what we're saying our principals are. We should be treating them just as our top administrators.
Governor McCrory also unveiled a plan to focus on improving students' skills in subjects he says are critical to staying competitive in the global job market.
I will not lower standards in any way. In fact, I want to raise them in two critical areas. And those two critical areas haven't changed in the last century, and that is reading and math.
The governor embraced the Common Core Standards, a national set of school standards for state schools, but says the problems others have faced are in the way the core is taught.
Common Core reading and math standards are good, but we must come together and improve the execution.
The importance of this focus on education and improving reading and math literacy stems from conversations Governor McCrory says he has with businesses in the state who say they are looking for people to hire but cannot find enough qualified workers.
If we can't produce educated, skilled workers for your businesses, then businesses won't be successful and pay the needed revenue that government needs to fund education.
North Carolina's education budget is in both state and national headlines, and Governor McCrory took the time in the beginning of his speech to respond to criticism.
At $7.8 billion, this is the largest K-12 budget in North Carolina history.
Governor McCrory says he initially created a budget that would raise teachers' salaries, but was forced not to by unforeseen costs in other areas.
Since I made that budget, there's been approximately $500 million spent on unbudgeted Medicaid expenses. Had we not had that, that money alone could have paid for nearly a 3% raise for teachers and state employees.
Protesters at the education speech, like Heidi Carter, chair of the Durham Board of Education, say they feel differently about the budget's handling of education.
I think that per pupil funding is too low and our teacher salaries are too low.
Jeff Bryant, another protester, says the cuts to pre-recession levels, as he calls them, are being done arbitrarily.
It's not to balance the budget, it's to purposely harm education.
Governor McCrory signed the state budget into law last Friday. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
We talked with Congressman David Price of Chapel Hill just a few moments ago about education in our state. Right now, Congressman Price is working on legislation with another North Carolina representative. It's known as the Keep Teachers Teaching Act, which would allow states and school districts to apply for federal grants to create programs to help with teacher retention. According to the Congressional Research Service, half of all teachers stop teaching after the first 5 years. That bill would also allow states and school districts to share information about programs to improve teacher retention. Representative Price introduced this bill last year as well. He's also co-sponsoring the bill of North Carolina Representative G.K. Butterfield, called the Support Educators and Reinvest in Valuable Education Act. Many teachers have the option of teaching special education or teaching math and science at a low-income school for 5 years, and then they can get a $17,500 loan forgiveness. Congressman Butterfield's bill would make it so that those who teach any subject in low-income schools for 5 years would be eligible for the same amount of loan forgiveness. Both congressmen say these two proposed bills are meant to help out states like North Carolina who have seen budget cuts to education. Now, Congressman Price admitted this morning it's a struggle to get this through, but he's hoping to get it passed along with other things to help education in North Carolina. There's certainly a lot of challenges facing North Carolina teachers and education in general in our state. Are your kids ready to start the school year with the best school supplies and a new wardrobe? Luckily, tax-free weekend is here. It started at midnight. It will end, that was 8.5 hours ago. It will end at midnight on Sunday night. Tax-free weekend 2013 will relieve customers of taxes on clothing, school supplies, school instruction materials, sports and recreation equipment, computers, and computer supplies. Since 2001, North Carolina customers have enjoyed tax-free weekend. But 2013 will bring the last tax-free weekend to us because with the North Carolina state legislatures passing the Tax Simplification and Reduction Act, starting next year, that's no longer the case. No more tax-free weekends. Jeff Nass, Executive Director of Community Relations for the Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools, says tax-free weekend does offer a lot of financial help to some families who outfit their children and get them ready with their supplies, etc., for the upcoming school year.
It's important for all of our students to arrive on the first day of school fully supplied. Our teachers do want to hit the ground running, and tax-free weekend is a great help to parents as they equip their children for a very successful school year.
Ness says doing away with tax-free weekend will make it hard on some families in our community.
For the families who rely on tax-free weekend to do their preparations for the school year and buy other supplies that they need, it's going to hurt them. It's going to certainly cause them to have to rethink what they purchase and when they purchase.
Local residents like Laurie Buck are also outspoken at the end of the tax holiday.
Well, in view of the fact that the Republican House and Governor McCrory have lowered taxes for the rich, and tax-free holiday was such a boon to families, I think it's a huge mistake.
Chapel Hill residents like Paul Rowe says they believe the holiday helps people in our community a great deal. In fact, many families wait for this particular weekend to make their back-to-school purchases.
I would actually like to see that continued in the future. I think that's good for a lot of different segments of the population, students and low-income families. That was something I wish would be continued.
Now, there are lots of items that are included on this list, and you can go to our website for getting all the details, chapelboro.com, everything from clothing for back to school and computers, computer supplies, all kinds of supplies that kids need when they go back to the classroom. Again, go to chapelboro.com. 8:39, 21 minutes until 9 o'clock at WCHL. Politically incorrect comedian and host of HBO's Real Time Bill Maher is coming to DPAC for one night only, Saturday, August 10th. That is a week from tomorrow night. Tickets are on sale now through the DPAC Ticket Center at 919-680-2787 and online at dpacnc.com and also Ticketmaster. As you know, we have an extra special VIP package at WCHL to give away. This includes two orchestra seats, VIP parking, a cool summer night's prize package valued at $300. It includes a $50 gift card to Blue Corn Cafe, which is nearby, and two Durham Bulls tickets, two Wet and Wild tickets, and a lot more. I've been qualifying folks all morning, and right now I'm going to reach into this box and draw out a name, a winner of this great prize package. You ready? Let's find out who wins. Here we go. And the winner is Lillian Lee of Glenview Place here in Chapel Hill. Lillian Lee, congratulations. You win. All right? Lillian was so happy when she called in and qualified to win this contest. As a matter of fact, everybody was really excited. But Lillian Lee gets the tickets and all the other things in that VIP package. You're going to enjoy a great night at DPAC 1 week from tomorrow night. Bill Maher and Lillian Lee together. Boy, that'll be quite a show right there. It's 840 at WCHL. Coming up next, D.G. Martin's Notebook on WCHL.
Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's Notebook.
It is like scrambling back into the frying pan to get out of the fire. Well, that is how native Egyptian and longtime Chapel Hill resident Samia Sergeldin describes where Egypt finds itself after the military overthrow of the Muslim Brotherhood-backed President Mohammed Morsi. If the post-Mubarak military rule was the frying pan, then she says rule under President Morsi was the fire. Sergeldin and her husband maintain close ties in Egypt, regularly visiting for extended periods and keeping in touch with relatives and friends. She feels that it was necessary to remove the government of Morsi because, she says, he was moving away from democracy towards a permanent Muslim Brotherhood-led government. But she's not happy about it. She had high hopes for her native land after the overthrow of the Mubarak regime and the elections that followed because, as she said, the elections were by and large fair. Although the margin was narrow, it was a very hopeful time. After a series of 60 years of military rule, she says, here we were in Egypt with our first elected civilian government. However, that quickly turned into being the fire. She believed that Morsi's 1 year in office turned out to be a disaster. He misunderstood his mandate. He was not elected only by the Muslim Brotherhood supporters, but also by a large group of liberals and secularists who could not bring themselves to vote for Morsi's opponent. That person was a diehard Mubarak supporter, so it would have seemed like voting for Mubarak unless they voted for Morsi. A little bit complicated, but so many people for whom the whole Muslim Brotherhood was an anathema voted for Morsi because he was the lesser of two evils. Then Morsi lost that support by bringing into his government so many people from the Islamic parties who had little experience in government and who failed to make progress in reviving Egypt's economy. More important, she says, is that he was clearly on a forceful agenda to gather every strand of power in his own hands so he would have Muslim Brotherhood rule forever. Sergeldin says, now the majority of the liberal element is scrambling to get back into the frying pan. That's a military rule, but they hope that that military rule will be limited and short. It is very important, Sergeldin says, that the military make every effort to deal with the pro-Morsi demonstrators without significant violence. If there is massive bloodshed, the Muslim Brotherhood and their allies will make that martyrdom a rallying cry for generations. So, while Sergeldin is hopeful, she acknowledges that the future in Egypt will be difficult because that country is deeply divided. She says, my friends and my family are still divided. I know of twin sisters, one of whom is demonstrating on behalf of the army, and the other is demonstrating on behalf of Morsi. Well, if you'd like to hear more from our neighbor, Samia Sergeldin's hopes and worries about her native Egypt, tune in to WCHL this weekend when she will be my guest on Who's Talking. This is D.G. Martin.
Thank you, D.G. It's 844 at WCHL. Rand Northam just handed me a note that the latest unemployment figures are out for the United States. And U.S. unemployment rate has fallen to 7.4%. That is the lowest since December of 2008. That's certainly good news. Once again, the U.S. unemployment rate is now 7.4%. It's the lowest since December of 2008, nearly 5 years ago. That's great news. Of course, we don't want to see anybody unemployed, but, you know, that's a lot better than it's been. Coming up next, today's commentary on the way from Steve Deer, and that will be followed. Steve Deer talks about nuclear bombs and Mayor Mark Kleinsmith. What's the connection? You'll find out. And also, what you're saying on the street. We went out and asked folks a question, and you will find out about that coming up in just a little while here on WCHL.
Hi, I'm Charlie Quayle with Chimneys Plus. What's one of the worst energy loss culprits in your home? The fireplace. That's why more and more homeowners are making the change from the old drafty fireplaces of the past to a modern 21st century fireplace. Let Chimneys Plus show you why energy-conscious homeowners are discovering high-efficiency Lennox gas and wood-burning fireplaces. Find us on the web at ChimneysPlusGutters.com. That's ChimneysPlusGutters.com.
There's nothing better than the refreshing taste of a Cruiser's ice-cold fountain drink. I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. At Cruiser's, we use 100% filtered water for the highest quality fountain drinks and serve them at an ice-cold 34 degrees for only 79 cents. So grab your favorite drink with their chewy ice and add a flavor shot like cherry or lemon-lime at most Cruiser's locations. You'll taste the difference. We guarantee it.
Cruiser's. Good to go.
Take the family to Dickie's for a family night or pick up a family pack on your way home because you just don't want to cook. Call ahead and we will have it ready for you. Dickie's, where kids always eat free on Sunday and everyone gets free ice cream every day. With 8 juicy hickory smoked meats, choose from pulled pork, chicken, ribs, brisket, and more. Add home-style sides and you will have a special night that is tasty and affordable. Dickie's, located in Durham off Mount Moriah Road, also in Cary and downtown Raleigh. See Dickies.com for details.
It may be hot out there right now, but autumn is just around the corner, and that means cooler weather, falling leaves, and a new semester at Durham Tech. Hi, this is Penny Gluck, Executive Dean at Durham Tech's Orange County campus. If you're looking to start a new career or get that degree you've always wanted, look for our new course catalog in your mailbox. Find out more online at durhamtech.edu. Durham Tech, your future begins now.
I was trying my best a few moments ago. There's so many things going on this morning. Try to remember what the topic of what you're saying on the street is today. We went out and asked folks about autonomy for nurses. Should there be more? Should there be less? You'll hear that coming up in just a couple of minutes. 847 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Steve Deer. Tuesday is the 68th anniversary of the bombing of Hiroshima. Did you know that the old doomsday clock, an icon of the Cold War, has been moved closer to midnight? The Bulletin of Atomic Scientists has set the doomsday clock at 5 minutes to midnight, midnight being the end of civilization and basketball. 5 minutes to midnight is closer than the clock was set during most of the Cold War. What has brought us closer to a very bad ending? The scientists point to more than 1,000 warheads set on a hair-trigger switch still, and the dangers of climate-changing technologies, emerging biotechnologies, and cyber technology. 20 to 30 countries possess the capabilities, if not the intent, to pursue the bomb. And there are 144 sites around the world that have the materials to make nuclear bombs. The Obama administration proposes a whopping 9% increase in nuclear weapons spending, including $10 billion for upgrading nuclear warheads. And the Pentagon is now talking about preemptive nuclear strikes, downplaying deterrence. Hold on, says the U.S. Conference of Mayors. In June, the mayors unanimously adopted a resolution calling for U.S. leadership in the global elimination of nuclear weapons and a redirection of military spending to domestic needs. Kudos to Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt for being one of the mayors to sponsor this unanimous resolution on redirecting military spending. Mayor Kleinschmidt will speak about the Conference of Mayors resolution at the Orange County Peace Coalition's Hiroshima Day commemoration at Chapel Hill's Peace and Justice Plaza at the courthouse on Franklin Street at 7:32. Tuesday night. Come here, researchers, veterans, and musicians, and share your thoughts and take action. Tuesday night, 7:30. That's a full 4 hours and 30 minutes before midnight. Imagine. This is Steve Deer.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM. WCHL. What You're Saying on the Street. Presented by ISIS IT. What You're Saying on the Street.
I'm Michael Pepich. A University of Texas study found that North Carolina is one of the strictest states when it comes to nurses needing doctor supervision. We hit the streets to find out what you think about nurses' autonomy.
Kenesha, Chapel Hill.
I would think so. I don't see a reason why they shouldn't.
Heather Green, Chapel Hill.
Actually, I think that's pretty good. You definitely want nurses to be able to give care, but at the same time, you don't want them doing things that they shouldn't be doing without a doctor's permission.
Stan Martinkowski. I live outside of Chapel Hill. I actually worked at the hospital for 25 years, and I wasn't aware of the big issue back then. I don't know what it is currently.
Peggy Sanchez, Durham. I think they should listen to the doctor, because the doctor tells them what to do.
Do you think nurses and nurse practitioners should have more or less freedom to practice medicine?
David DeBerry, living in Durham. Nurses probably should have a little more autonomy.
Eddie Price, Chapel Hill. Well, I say nurse practitioner particularly, I think, should have more abilities to do things based upon the training that they've had. In terms of nurses, it would be dependent upon what the activity is that they're trying to do.
Eric Kasher, no. If it benefits them helping you, I don't see the problem with it.
Justin Williams, Chapel Hill. I'm surprised that Chapel Hill ranked towards the bottom. They had a good reputation for patient service and care. Yeah, I would absolutely agree that they should have more freedom.
I'm Amelia Fee. I live in Chapel Hill. I would say more freedom compared to what we have now. Right now, they're sort of limited in what they can do.
That's What You're Saying on the Street. On 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. What You're Saying on the Street, presented by ISIS IT. Managed IT solutions to fit your needs. Find out how they can save you money at IGotFixed.com.
You fell in love with her on your first date. That dinner at the Greek restaurant that lasted for 3 hours. Your waiter could tell something special was happening. He kept smiling, bringing you water and coffee long after your plates had been cleared. And at the end of those 3 hours, well, this was way different from anything you'd ever felt before. She was different. At night's end, you wondered if she was the one for you. Today, you know she is, and you realize that she's yours for the asking. I'm Berkeley Grimble of Grimble Jewelers. When you are ready to ask her to share forever with you, come see us. We have the rings, from classics to contemporary, vintage to custom. We have the diamonds, from round to princess to cushion cut, and we will take the time you need to help you find the ring that is perfect for the asking. Then it's on to the moment that you have been imagining, and so has she. Grimble Jewelers, she's yours for the asking. Grimble Jewelers, corner of Elliott and Franklin.
Traffic and weather together now. Traffic brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance on your car happen while you are asleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. Let's get one more traffic report this morning from Rand Northup.
A couple slowdowns still out there right now, Ron, on 15501 northbound between I-40 and Garrett Road, and NC-54 heading eastbound between Barbie Chapel Road and I-40. Seeing moderate to heavy delays, nothing too major out there, probably just some stoplights getting in the way, slowing you down right now. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Busy day back in the newsroom, huh?
Quite busy, and more to come, I'm sure.
All kinds of things going on back there. You should see this guy, folks. He's like a blur every time he walks in here.
I've lost 3 pounds this morning.
Yeah. Well, you don't need to lose any weight. Let me do that. Hey, thanks so much.
Thank you.
WCHL's Chapel Hill cover of weather, presented by Five Guys Burgers and Fries. And listen, if burgers are not your thing, you can enjoy Five Guys grilled kosher beef hot dogs, dressed with any or all of 15 free toppings. Five Guys, Manamont Village in Chapel Hill. It's 71 degrees in Chapel Hill, beginning to warm up now. Still a little patchy fog out there. After all that clears away, we'll have a lot of sunshine today. High today about 88 degrees. Tonight mostly clear with a low of 68. Tomorrow partly sunny. Just a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. High tomorrow in the upper 80s. Tomorrow night partly cloudy. Slight chance of rain with a low in the low 70s. And for your weekend, Sunday, the end of your weekend, partly cloudy, 40% chance of rain. High in the middle 80s, low on Sunday night in the middle 60s. So not a bad weekend. You remember Wayne Pond's word of the day? What's the word? What does it mean? How do you spell it? Call me right now, 919-929-WCHL, if you can answer those questions. The word of the day is always brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? You can get a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Your number to call me right now, 919-929-WCHL.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Today's WCHL hometown hero is Kelly Strong.
I worked for the Carrboro Police Department for almost 11 years. For the last four, I was a detective. I've always been a big animal person.
Kelly now owns her own Fetch Pet Care business, Professional Pet Sitters. And she now lives on her husband's family's dairy farm, where she's gotten even closer to the animals.
I really wanted to get involved with animals in a different way. When I got involved with Fetch Pet Care, which was perfect for me, I figured I would just think of ways that I could kind of help animals in the area. Started fostering for Dachshund and Rescue, which ended me now with five dogs because I fostered, so I have trouble kind of letting go of them.
Kelly Stroud even collects contributions for nonprofit animal organizations in our area. If you'd like to help Kelly Stroud care for the animals, go to Chapel Hill at FetchPetCare.com for all that it takes. Of course, Fetch Pet Care is a business providing pet sitting and dog walking and a lot more, and even caring for your pet in your house. Kelly Stroud has such a history of rescuing dogs, we thought we'd put our WCHL spotlight on her today. Kelly Stroud, today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Years, the brokers at Weaver Street Realty were known as the Muddy Boots Land Team. They still call themselves that. They can read surveys. They know septics. They know wells. Whether it's an in-town lot or a 100-acre tract, they will put on their muddy boots and walk land with you through an unmatched level of expertise and service. The Weaver Street Team has earned customers for life through repeat business and referrals. They listen with compassion and act with confidence. Stop by on Main Street in Carrboro or check them out at WeaverStreetRealty.com.
Orthopedic injuries can make even the smallest movements difficult. That's why UNC Orthopedics has made it even easier to get the care you need. Many of our services are located in a convenient facility on Highway 54 in Chapel Hill. The same exceptional care is available in sports medicine, total joints, bone health, orthopedic prompt care, and our fragility fracture program. For information, visit uncortho.org.
Hi, this is Ron Stutz. At Carolina Ophthalmology here in Chapel Hill, Dr. Jamie Bryan has been performing vision correction surgery, including LASIK and PRK, for 18 years. Dr. Bryan performed my vision correction surgery about a decade ago. It really changed my life. Dr. Bryan is certified by the American Board of Ophthalmology and is Chapel Hill's most experienced vision correction surgeon. At your free consultation, Dr. Bryan will answer your questions and evaluate whether vision correction procedures are right for you. Visit Carolina2020.com or call 919-945-EYES.
Do you love keeping up with all the latest news and entertainment in Chapel Hill and Carrboro?
Yes!
Well, look no further. The Chapelboro 2.0 app is here. All of your favorite news, sports, columns, scene around town photo galleries, and of course, streaming WCHL 97.9 live. Already have the old Chapelboro app? No sweat. Visit chapelboro.com today to follow the instructions to install the new one. Out with the old and in with the new. It's as simple as that. Visit chapelboro.com today.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from the Arts Center in Carrboro. It's half off, either an individual or family of four friends membership to keep the arts in your life all year round. Arts Center friends receive many benefits, including advance notice of concerts and plays and advance ticket buying, discounts on tickets and art school class tuitions, priority seating, and free bottled water at events. For the family four-pack, it gets even better since the discounts extend to our youth programs, summer art camp, after-school arts immersion, and youth arts classes. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
Hey, congratulations to Carl Smith, who called in with the word of the day. It is Antophilus. That's Wayne's Word of the Day, and Carl could even spell it and everything. Carl gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Carl reminded me they're having a big yard sale tomorrow over on Rogers Road. Reverend Campbell and everybody going to be over there raising money. And saw Reverend Campbell yesterday in the grocery store. So everybody go over there if you get an opportunity and spend some money, help out a really good cause. It's going to be a nice day. It's 74 degrees already, warming up now. We had a lot of rain overnight and some fog this morning. It's pretty much gone away. Mostly sunny today. High today in the upper 80s. Got to go. See you on the radio.
Ron Stutz in the morning. Progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 9 o'clock.
Here is the equation. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship. In Chapel Hill, it all equals community. Chapel Hill, where business is commerce.